Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, September 9th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of local and regional news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
As gold surges, La Jolla Jeweler offers guidance to San Diegans. Gold prices have surged in 2025, prompting San Diegans to consider selling their unwanted gold jewelry. With gold prices at around $355 per ounce, up from $2,692 last year, the value of gold jewelry has significantly increased. See, Blackburn Jewelers in La Jolla offers a trusted option for selling gold, paying 80 to 85% of gold's value, and offering premiums for estate jewelry and luxury brands. Owner Carl Blackburn emphasizes the importance of educating oneself before selling gold, including checking the day's gold price, knowing the carat, considering gemstones and brand value, and choosing a reputable buyer. At C. Blackburn Jewelers, evaluations are free with no pressure to sell, providing clients with a clear understanding of their item's value. The Bronzeville Trail Task Force presents its 2025 Installation and Awards Luncheon. The Bronzeville Trail Task Force will hold its third annual Installation and Awards Luncheon on September 12th, 2025, celebrating the progress made towards turning an abandoned rail line into a health-enhancing biking trail for Chicago's Southside residents. The task force aims to convert the Kenwood L Line embankment into a walking, running, and biking trail park with a projected construction cost of $100 million. This year's honorees include Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle, Dr. Maria Villalobos Hernandez, architect Vernon Williams, and design firm Smith Group. Featured speakers at the event will be Commissioner Sierra Boatwright of the Chicago Department of Planning and Development and Doug Moniason, CEO of UICO LLC. Sponsorship proceeds will support the BTTF's Workforce Development Program, encouraging students to continue their education or seek apprenticeships in construction trades.
Boca West Country Club dedicates its 15th Habitat for Humanity home. Boca West Country Club dedicated its 15th Habitat for Humanity home in South Bay, with the Kiana Ramsey family cutting the ribbon. Kiana, a single mother of two, is taking a step towards changing her family's future by becoming a teacher. The club was a major sponsor, providing funds and volunteer hours. Kiana plans to give back to her community and help others in need. The home, located at 460121 NW 10th Ave, South Bay, is the 15th local Habitat for Humanity home sponsored by Boca West Country Club. President Matthew Linderman expressed pride in investing in programs that change lives. For more information about Habitat for Humanity South Palm Beach, visit habitsouthpalmbeach.org. Boca West Country Club offers a luxury lifestyle with golf courses, tennis facilities, pools, spa, and restaurants. It has received numerous awards and recognitions for its outstanding amenities and service.
Stanley Cup, brought to Eagles Haven Wellness Center by Coach Rob Tallis. The Stanley Cup made a memorable stop at Eagles Haven Wellness Center during Florida Panthers goaltending coach Rob Tallis's day with the Cup, bringing joy and inspiration to survivors of the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School tragedy and families of the victims. Founded in the aftermath of the 2018 tragedy, Eagles Haven Wellness Center provides crisis support, navigation services, wellness programs, and support groups. This marked the second time Tallis chose to share his day with the Cup with the Stoneman Douglas community. At Eagles Haven, survivors, families, and community members were able to take photos with the Cup, talk with Coach Tallis about his journey with the Panthers, and enjoy the day of celebration and triumph.
Inc. 5,000 names Maryland's fastest growing companies in 2025. a total of 125 Maryland businesses have been named among the fastest-growing companies in the country, according to the latest Inc. 5000 rankings. Maryland's 125 companies had a median growth rate of 148% from 2021 to 2024, with an overall average of nearly 400%. Montgomery County leads the state's rankings with the most businesses on the list, followed by Prince George's and Howard counties. Shaberton Energy, a Rockville company, ranked highest at number 53. Maryland Commerce Secretary Harry Coker Jr. congratulated the companies for their dedication. Some of the top fastest-growing companies in Maryland for 2025 include Shaberton Energy, Consi, Just Ice Tea, DCM Insights, J29, Trail Grid Pro, Calabar Corporation, Helix Healthcare, Diaconia, and Thomas Park. MBK Rental Living enters Colorado with luxury apartment communities in Denver and Colorado Springs. MBK Rental Living, a lifestyle developer of luxury apartment communities, has expanded into Colorado with the opening of two new projects. Alex and Peña Station in Northeast Denver features 578 units and a variety of amenities, while the Avenue in Colorado Springs offers 284 units with stunning mountain views. Both communities aim to enrich residents' lives and provide significant returns for partners and investors. With plans for future projects in Colorado and the Western U.S., MBK Rental Living continues to focus on creating value for its stakeholders. For leasing inquiries, visit the community websites or learn more about MBK Rental Living at their website. Residents volunteer at libraries across Highland Springs campus. Residents at Highland Springs, an Erickson senior living community in North Dallas, volunteer at the Book Nook Network of mini libraries on campus. The network, run by a steering committee, offers a variety of books, DVDs, and periodicals. More than 70 residents volunteer to keep shelves stocked. Head librarian Catherine Young, a retiree since 2006, leads the committee. The Book Nook focuses on leisure reading and offers approximately 4,900 items through an online catalog. Donations of books and funds help keep the collection up to date. Volunteers play a crucial role in processing books and transporting them between the four book nooks. Sheehy Auto Stores collects thousands of school supplies to support local students. This summer, Sheehy Auto Stores helped hundreds of students across the Mid-Atlantic start the school year with confidence through a series of community-driven back-to-school initiatives. With 30 dealerships participating in donation drives, free haircut events, and local school partnerships, Sheehy collected and distributed thousands of school supplies and provided critical support to families preparing for the new school year. From backpacks and notebooks to haircuts and lunches, Sheehy's efforts spanned Virginia, Maryland, and Washington, D.C., reinforcing the company's ongoing commitment to the communities it serves. Highlights included all 30 dealerships participating in the annual school supply drive, Toyota's Big Summer Giveback Initiative, and the Sharp Start Saturday event in partnership with Pete's Barbershop in Fredericksburg. Sheehy Auto Stores continues to strengthen communities through its Sheehy Cares initiative. Boca Raton gears up for America 250 with bold talks, revolutionary revelations, and a spotlight on Florida's untold stories. The Boca Raton Historical Society and Schmidt Boca Raton History Museum are gearing up for America 250 with a series of town hall talks and a landmark exhibit, America 250, the 14th Colony. Through compelling stories and scholarly insights, they aim to spark dialogue and reflection as the country approaches its 250th birthday. Led by historian Robert Feeney, the fall lecture series will delve into the experiences of those on both sides of the American Revolution. Limited seating is available, so RSVP at www.bocahistory.org. Spring 2026 will bring scholars, spies, and surprising stories, culminating in the America 250. The 14th Colony exhibit from May 13 to August 27, 2026. Explore Florida's pre-statehood journey and view reproductions of important documents of liberty. Visit www.bocahistory.org for more details and to RSVP. Follow at Boca History on social media for updates and historical trivia as we count down to July 4, 2026.
City of Boca Raton honors veterans with Red, White, and Boca, a Veterans Day celebration. The City of Boca Raton is honoring America's heroes at Red, White, and Boca, a Veterans Day celebration on November 11, 2025, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Misner Park Amphitheater. This free event welcomes veterans, their families, and the community for a day of appreciation. Highlights include a veterans marketplace, classic car show, live music, and more. Seating and chairs provided, food vendors on site, and veterans with military or veteran ID receive a complimentary food ticket. For more information, contact community events at myboca.us. Boca Raton, known for its Mediterranean Revival architecture and vibrant cultural scene, is a dynamic community with a low property tax rate. Learn more at myboca.us.
Centennial Nights, Boca Lights, City of Boca Raton announces 2025-26 night market season. The City of Boca Raton is extending its centennial celebration into 2026 with the return of the Night Market Series in Sanborn Square. Starting on October 2, 2025, from 6 to 9 p.m., this monthly event offers a mix of food, music, and art under the stars. The night market features delicious food, handcrafted goods, live performances, and a mobile bar. Dates for the 2025-26 season include October 2nd, November 6th, December 11th, and more. Attendees can enjoy free rides with Boca Connect, the eco-friendly shuttle service. Mayor Scott Singer describes the night market as a place where Boca Raton shines brightest under the stars. For more information, visit myboca.us.
Free Fun Saturdays at the Schmidt Boca Raton History Museum. The Schmidt Boca Raton History Museum invites families to enjoy Free Fun Saturdays this fall. On the first Saturday of each month through December, the museum offers free admission from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., plus a special hands-on children's craft activity at 2 p.m. Upcoming craft activities include designing a welcome sign, learning about 1920s fashion, and creating festive holiday cards. Admission is free for all visitors. Looking ahead to 2026, Free Fun Saturdays will continue with activities like discovering the stories of early Boca residents and making handmade Valentine's Day cards. For more information, visit the museum's website or call 561-395-6766.
An inside look to horse sales prep season. At the legendary 4-6 Ranch in Weatherford, United States, sales prep season is a carefully managed time of year. Horses destined for the annual return to the Ramuda sale undergo meticulous daily care and training. Sales prep officially begins in mid-June and runs through September, with a focus on halter breaking, gentling, and overall fitness. Dr. Nathan Canaday and Fallon Rand emphasize the importance of good genetics, nutrition, and joint health in preparing horses for sale. The ranch's philosophy prioritizes fitness over fat, with a focus on balanced nutrition and proactive joint care. Buyers are encouraged to prioritize gut health and electrolytes post-sale. Every 4-6's horse carries the legacy of the L brand, symbolizing 150 years of history, quality, and excellence.
Marilyn Gover Westmore, pressed about a possible 2028 run, focuses on re-election. Governor Westmore of Maryland, often seen as a potential 2028 Democratic presidential candidate, stated on NBC's Meet the Press that he is focused on being re-elected as governor. Despite speculation about a future presidential run, Governor Moore emphasized his commitment to seeking re-election in 2026 and completing a full second term. His national profile has been on the rise, with recent interactions with President Trump drawing attention.
DFW Car and Toy Museum unleashes the 1946 Maxim Street Rod Red Screamer Custom Pickup. The DFW Car and Toy Museum has unveiled the 1946 Maxim Street Rod Red Screamer Custom Pickup, a bold custom creation now on display as part of the Ron Sturgeon collection. This unique machine features a 736 cubic inch Detroit diesel 8V92 two-stroke V8 engine, producing an estimated 430 horsepower and 1,186 pound-feet of torque. With heavy-duty components and a striking design, including 24.5 alloy wheels, polished tonneau, and white flourishes over a deep red exterior, this street rod is a true spectacle on wheels. Owner Ron Sturgeon describes it as a perfect example of automotive creativity and engineering passion. Visit the DFW Car and Toy Museum to see this one-of-a-kind vehicle, along with over 200 collector vehicles and 3,000 rare toys and memorabilia items.
Ace of Fades Barbershop reopens with expanded services and community event. Ace of Fades Barbershop is thrilled to announce its grand reopening on September 20th, 2025 at its Miami location. With more chairs and new services, the barbershop aims to better serve the Aventura community. The reopening event will feature a charity cuts drive in partnership with the Aventura Boys and Girls Club, showcasing Ace of Fades' commitment to giving back. Owner David Ben-Ami emphasizes craft, consistency, and community in the barbershop's mission. Customers can expect shorter wait times and a comfortable experience with the expansion. New customers mentioning this press release will receive a 15% discount on their first service until October 5th, 2025. Visit acefades.com to book appointments or walk-ins are welcome. Ace of Fades Barbershop looks forward to celebrating with the community and providing exceptional grooming services for years to come.
Lantern Hill's popular two-bedroom residence is perfect for hosting family. Bill and Betty Shapiro found the perfect home for hosting family gatherings at Lantern Hill in New Providence, NJ. The Garfield, a spacious two-bedroom, two-bath residence with a den and screened-in porch, has been ideal for their frequent visits with children and grandchildren, game nights, and holiday dinners. The open living space allows for the grandkids to play, while the separate bedrooms are great for overnight guests. The couple enjoys cooking in the large kitchen and dining out at Lantern Hill's restaurants. They stay active and engaged with various activities and social opportunities at the community. Being close to family was a key factor in their decision to move to Lantern Hill, where they have found a vibrant and welcoming community. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.